Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, thank you for the wonderful book that we call the Bible, your written word, and thank you for the many ways our lives are enriched, blessed, strengthened, and just set on fire by the power and the grace and the spirit that permeates your word. And thank you for the opportunity you give us to daily spend time one-on-one with you as we simply open your word and spend time with you in it. Father, amongst many other things, your word is a book of faith, a book that teaches us and empowers us to build our faith, to build a strong faith life. And Lord, you let us know in your word, without faith, it's impossible to please you. So more and more, help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to develop our faith and grow in our faith and learn how to put it to work. Help us to learn to live a lifestyle of shifting our faith in gear with every challenge, every situation, every circumstance we face. And thank you for the opportunity to be vessels through which you can accomplish your work and your will in the world as we walk by faith. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And Father, once again, we thank you for the many ways you've blessed us so far, thus far, through National Truth for Youth Week. And thank you for the many Bibles that have been ordered already and the many that will yet order them. Thank you for how that you've run our cups over so tremendously. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of your word. Thank you so much for the gift of Jesus. Thank you so much that you came down and you loved us while we were still sinners, and that you didn't just love us, but you showed us how we should be loving each other. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for calling us to share the good news of Jesus, that you have come and you have died for our sins and you have a new resurrection life for us. Heavenly Father, I ask that we would be more bold, that we'd be more obedient, that we'd be more relational with others and with you as we spend more time in your word, more time in prayer, more time seeking your presence, and more time loving our neighbors. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we have mentioned, that we are near the end of Truth for Youth Week here at American Family Radio. And the Lord has blessed tremendously. We've had over 46,500 Bibles ordered so far. Remember, our goal is 65,000 plus. And we're well on the way to getting there. So we're inviting you to still be a, you have plenty of time and opportunity yet to be a part of that. Isaac, would you tell our listeners how to go online or to call in to order the free Bible?
Absolutely. So for our young people that are ages 13 to 18, if you promise to give it along to a friend this year, you or your parents can go and get you a free one. Or if you just want to go order one, they're available for about $2 each. So you can go online and get it at tfy.org. That's tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. And we just got an email this morning saying that they'll keep the website open through this weekend. But don't wait because it won't remain for very, very much longer.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. And so again, National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at AFR has been an exciting one this week. And as you may have heard already, that this is the 25th year in which American Family Radio and Revival Fires have partnered together to do a Truth for Youth Bible Week. And God has blessed so, so tremendously. We're asking you to help us reach a generation of young people and to help us get the Word of God back into our public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible, getting it to teens across our nation. And every single listener can be involved. Keep in mind that, again, it's teens between ages 13 to 18 that can order them for free, or their parents can order them on behalf of their teen. But remember this, anyone, as Isaac just has mentioned a moment ago, anyone can order them. They're only $2 a piece. And I'm encouraging every single listener to prayerfully consider ordering a Bible so that at least you can see it and look at it for yourself. And I would definitely guess that every single adult that orders one and reads through the comics, you're going to learn some important things about issues facing our culture and that face young people that you didn't know. And so it can be a spiritually educational tool for adults as well as young people as well. But it's a wonderful ministry tool through which one can be involved in the great work of evangelism and discipleship. Our church, the church that I pastor, Ebenezer Church in Benton, Mississippi, we're going to be ordering at least a case, if not two cases, to give out as well. And we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider getting involved with seeing if the youth director or your church would see about getting a case for the church to be able to get and distribute on a larger scale. But again, if you're wanting to order one as a youth between ages 13 to 18 or their parent, again, you can go to tfy.org to order online anytime. Again, TFY, that's truth for, stands for Truth for Youth, tfy.org. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Call this number 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. We certainly hope that you will get involved. And again, please pray for, on and on, even beyond the Truth for Youth Week, pray for the work in the ministry of Revival Fires Ministries. Pray for the ongoing use of the tremendous tool, the Truth for Youth Bible, again, far beyond this week, because it's a tool that's available all year long. This just happens to be the Truth for Youth Week in which we allow teens to get them for free to give them away. Hope that you will get involved. Let me remind you, too, once again, specifically today in the midst of the broadcast, along with continuing to encourage you to get involved with Truth for Youth Bible Week, we're looking at faith-building passages from the Word of God. Again, faith-building passages from God's Word. And I read a portion from Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to pick up starting at Hebrews 11:1 once again and read through that, and we're going to share that passage along with some others during the broadcast today. Again, Hebrews 11, beginning at verse 1 once again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead, still speaks. And we will pick up in a few moments. But we're going to take time to listen to a couple testimonials related to National Truth for Youth Bible Week.
When I was 10 years old, my parents got a divorce. I cried and cried about it. As my dad was leaving, I ran to the front yard and asked him why was he doing this. He said it was the best for our family. After that, I didn't cry about anything. I started smoking pot, doing drugs, and I drank a lot. I felt so worthless. A few days ago, my friend Monica gave me a True for Youth Bible. As I was reading the comics, I felt like Jesus was giving me a big warm hug. And I know that sounds weird, but that's how I felt. I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and the True for Youth Bible explained to me how to do that. I'm so happy that my friend gave me the True for Youth Bible. It healed so many emotional hurts that I had. It changed my life.
In a school system outside of Houston, Texas, two young ladies that are sisters brought their Truth for Youth Bibles to school. One of the principals of the school met these young ladies in the hallway and said, "You can't have Bibles in school. This is trash." Threw them in the trash can, called these two young ladies' mom, and said, "Pick your daughters up or we're going to call Child Protective Services if you're not here in the next 15 minutes. This mom came to the school wondering, what did my daughters do? When she got there, she found out that these young ladies, her daughters, they were not in trouble for alcohol, not in trouble for drugs, not in trouble for having sex at the school. They were in trouble for carrying their Bibles. We got them in contact with Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. He took the case free of charge and represented these young people and won the case. Part of the settlement was that the school had to purchase 1,000 Truth for Youth Bibles and give these young ladies an opportunity to give a Bible to every student in that school. That is the power of the Word of God. They had to change their policy in the school, and it all happened as a direct result of two bold sisters taking their Truth for Youth Bibles to school and standing up for God on their school campus. I want to encourage young people listening to the program today, stand up for God on your school campus, and God will bless you with everything that you need to fight this battle and be victorious.
Amen. Powerful, powerful testimonial from a young person that received a truth or was involved with the Truth for Youth campaign, and Dr. Tim Todd, who is the president of Revival Fires Ministries. Isaac, I'm going to ask, would you pray specifically for more and more young people to get involved with this kind of outreach and for them to become bolder witnesses on the campuses?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of boldness. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for creating a hunger in our hearts for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are all that can satisfy us. I ask that you would create more of a hunger and more of a boldness in all of our young people across the nation, that they would yearn for your word even more, that they would yearn for prayer groups, that they would yearn for Bible studies and book studies, that they'd yearn for seeking your presence together in community more and more. Heavenly Father, I ask that they would yearn for other people to come into your fold and to walk in repentance, that they'd yearn for themselves to be more repentant and to walk more in your ways. Heavenly Father, I ask that this would be a tool, that this would be a moment, that this would be a time where your word catches on fire in schools, catches on fire in homes and sports teams and in community groups, and that people could just use this as one of the methods of seeking your presence. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. To order a Truth Youth Bible, go to tfy.org online. Again, that's tfy.org online. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. 1-800-733-4737. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
God touched the hearts of our principals in our high school, and they began to let us pass out the truth for youth Bibles to our high school students and middle school students. We saw so many lives changed and seeds planted in the hearts of our students. Also, other Christian students began to learn about their religious rights and become more bold, and they began to carry their Bibles to school. Thank you so much, Truth for Youth Bible, for helping my vision for my high school become a reality.
There was a young man in Griffin, Georgia, that was contemplating suicide. He'd come to the end of his rope. His girlfriend had left him, and after a long, ungodly relationship, and he'd hit rock bottom. Just at the right time, because God is always right on time, a young man brought a Bible to school, a Truth for Youth Bible, and gave it to his friend who was struggling and troubled. This young man sat down, and he read all of the comic stories in the front section, over 100 pages of powerful full-color comic stories full of the Word of God. That young man called his friend after school and on the telephone gave his heart to the Lord and got right with God. This young man today is serving God, and it all started as a direct result of a young man caring enough about him to give him a copy of the only hope that sinners have, the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. More powerful testimonies about the way the Holy Spirit is using the Truth for Youth Bible as a tool for evangelism and discipleship amongst our young people. Again, this is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. We're partnering with Revival Fires International to help put at least 65,000 plus Bibles in the hands of young people who will in turn give them to unsaved individuals that they happen to know, possibly in their school or in their community as well. Isaac, would you share with our listeners once again the how to go online and or how to call in to make that order for the Truth for Youth Bible?
Absolutely. So we are giving Revival Fires International, who we've partnered with for 25 years. This is our 25th year of partnering with them. But they are giving away one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend this school year. So you can get that free one, or you can, if you just want to order one, you can get one for $2 at tfy.org. That's tfy.org. That stands for Truth for Youth, tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737.
Thank you, Isaac. And again, we are focusing today on the topic faith-building passages from the Word of God. We're going to pick up now, and remember, Hebrews chapter 11 is a great chapter to read actually often, because every single person mentioned in this particular chapter, each one of them has a faith lesson within their testimony. And if you'll read about those individuals, you can learn how to put your faith to work in a greater way by looking at their story and their journey, their faith journey as well. And it's, as we mentioned too, as Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So as believers, we literally need to be students who are students in the school of faith who never graduate, because God has more to teach us, more to encourage us to step out on. And remember, every believer is called to live by faith, but we're needing to grow an understanding of how to put our faith to work, and we're to be using our faith with every challenge, every difficulty, every storm, every matter that we come up against in life. We're to put our faith to work. We're to trust our Heavenly Father to help us to come out victorious on the other side of that challenge. So daily we're wise to be growing in our understanding of what faith is, how to put it to work in our lives, and how to walk in faith continually in our lives. Again, picking up Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they'd called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness, were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Verses 1 through 40, all of Hebrews chapter 11. Father, thank you once again for the many powerful and empowering and strengthening faith lessons we find in this wonderful, powerful chapter in Hebrews chapter 11. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day for us to be exercising our faith in order to be living a life where every day we're living a life that pleases you. Help us to learn from every individual mentioned in the book of Hebrews, and help us to continue to be learning as we study all of the Word of God in view of the fact that all of the Bible is a book of faith. Help us to know, Lord, that there's so much work that can only be done as we put our faith to work in life, and that our callings must be carried out in life by putting our faith and trust in you, and trusting you to empower us to carry out those calls. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and again, we're in the midst of our Truth for Youth National Bible Week. Isaac, once again, would you share with our listeners, if they're wanting to call in, on to go online, or to call in to order a free Bible, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So, young people ages 13 to 18 can get one free one so that they can pass that one free one along to a friend this school year, or you can just order one for $2 at tfy.org. That is tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. And Pastor Joseph, I just wanted to say I love Hebrews 11 so much. And there's a lot in there. There are so many stories, and whenever you delve into them and start breaking them apart, they go deeper and deeper and deeper. But if we just take a second to pause on Abraham's story, first, I'm going to give you an existent, all of our listeners, an existential crisis in about three words. Mm-hmm. Is this it? Is this all of it? You might be making breakfast again, just the next day of making breakfast. You might be on the way to work. You might be on the way home from work. Is this it? Abraham was asking the same question. He said, this can't be it. He said, this land cannot be my home. This can't be my kingdom. And God said, you're right. I've got a better one. This one's the broken one. We're going to fix it up later. But come to the land that I'm going to show you. And I've got a better, bigger, better promise. He never got to see the full kingdom fulfilled on this side, because God is still waiting to make the perfect heaven and earth remade. And Abraham is esteemed as one of our one of the biggest people we can look up to for how to walk in faith. Mm-hmm.
The father of faith.
Absolutely. The way he just followed what God didn't even tell him where to go. He said, go to the land I'm going to show you. And Abraham packed up the next day and started walking. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But here we are in this opportunity, with this Bible project of helping other people see our Heavenly Father has something better for us. Mm-hmm. He has a new home waiting for us. Jesus said, if I didn't have a mansion with many rooms, if I wasn't making you a new home in heaven, wouldn't I tell you? So he's making mm-hmm. us a new place. Mm-hmm. And we can look forward to that. And so we can, in our own lives, start walking in faith by sharing with other people the gospel, by sharing these Bibles with our neighbors, or by just remembering and looking forward to the promises of God and saying, this cannot be it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that, Isaac. You know, I think of this, that as believers, we're wise, again, to read and study Hebrews 11 often, because it's a unique chapter in all of the Word of God in that it focuses on the testimonies of many of God's servants insofar as how they walked out their faith calling and their faith journey in their life. And you know, interesting to note too here, Isaac, is one more plug as to why as believers we're so wise to understand that all of the Word of God is important. Without question, the New Testament is very important, but Old and New, it's all the Word of God. And notice in this faith chapter, it focuses on basically Old Testament characters and how they put their faith to work. So if Old Testament characters can do the exploits they did in faith, what more can the people of God in the New Testament, after Christ died and rose again from the dead as our Lord, risen Lord and Savior, what more can we do as we put our faith to work as well?
Amen. They had the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the internal indwelling and the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen. And we'll pick up on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. To call and to make, to order a free Bible, you can go to tfy.org or you can call 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Evangelist Tim Todd was on American Family Radio handing out Truth for Youth Bibles for people to give out at school. I called in and ordered one. Felt the Holy Spirit leading me to give it to a high school quarterback. Now, this guy is huge. I mean, he was pretty mean, but I walked up to him between classes and we talked for a few minutes, and I asked him if he went to church. He said, sometimes. So I said, well, I have a Truth for Youth Bible for you. I think you'll really like the 100 pages of comics in the front of it. He said, thank you, and I went on to class. But at the end of the day, he found me. He's like, man, I really like the Truth for Youth Bible. How do I get to your church? And sure enough, Wednesday night he shows up. I'm able to lead him to the Lord. And I really want to encourage young people across America to help take back what the devil has stolen from this generation. Let's get the Word of God back in schools. Help get the Truth for Youth Bible. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And I personally want to thank Tim Todd for producing and distributing the Truth for Youth Bibles.
In Ruston, Louisiana, a young lady took a Truth for Youth Bible to school. She'd prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, who do you want me to give this Bible to? When she got to school, as she was walking down the hallway, she passed a young lady that was crying. She walked up to that young lady, and that young lady began to express to her how that her parents had just split up and that she was in really bad shape. That young lady was not serving God. And the young lady that had the Truth for Youth Bible gave it to her and said, here, I want to give this gift to you, and I want you to read these comic stories in the front section. I believe they'll minister to you. One of the comic stories deals with the truth about drugs, drunkenness, and peer pressure. It is actually my personal testimony. And in it, I talk about how that my parents had split up and what it did in my life. But thank the Lord reached down and picked me up and helped me to get my heart right with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit used this comic story to win this young person to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, that young lady has given her heart to the Lord and has accepted Jesus Christ and is now faithfully serving God. That is the power of the seed of the Word of God in the life of a young person. Thank God for young people that are giving Bibles away on our school campuses and winning young people to the Lord in these last days.
Amen. Amen. You know, Isaac, every one of those testimonies are so powerful because they all demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit working in the heart of an individual. And God, of course, in each of these cases, God uses the Truth For Youth Bible as a seed. But it's the Holy Spirit that draws. In every situation, it's the Holy Spirit that draws. And, you know, God wants all of us to be vessels through which He can reach and draw people off the road to hell, on the road to heaven. And so one way for every listener to get involved is to get a Truth For Youth Bible. Even if you, whether you're a teen or not, just ordering one, they're $2 a piece, getting it, looking it over, going through the comics, seeing it for yourself, and then asking God to show you how He would have you to use it as a tool for evangelism and discipleship as well. Again, a powerful tool.
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to have everything perfectly planned, perfectly figured out, perfectly set in stone before we move. He wants us to step out in faith, following Him, using the best of what He has already equipped us with. Absolutely. Ask Him if you need a pause. Ask Him if you need to learn something more. And trust everything that He has already shown you and continue to pursue more knowledge. Continue to pursue more wisdom. Continue to pursue more understanding. But don't let not knowing something stop you. Don't let fear stop you, because fear doesn't come from God. God gives us courage. God gives us boldness. God gives us the tools we need to accomplish what He has prepared us for.
Amen. Amen. Again, to order online, go to TFY, that's for Truth For Youth, TFY.org to order online anytime. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. this week. You can call 1-800-733-4737 to order the Bibles. And keep in mind, we're not excluding anybody that's a part of our listening family. Again, teens and or their parents can order these for free this week. But remember this, the Bibles are available all year long if you simply want to purchase them, and they're at a super reasonable price, just $2 a piece. Please get one and look it over and become familiar with it. It'll bless you. It'll teach you some things about looking at issues and challenges in our world from a Bible perspective. But also, you can, once you get it and you look it over, you can pray and say, Lord, show me how you want me to take this tool and use it to bless young people that I may come in contact with as well. So we hope that you'll consider doing just that. I'm going to take time now to read from the book of James, James chapter 2, as we continue to look at the topic, faith-building passages from the Word of God. We read Hebrews 11 a few moments ago. This is James chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Or if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Verses 1 through 26, James chapter 2. And you know, Isaac, I think of this. It's so important for us as believers to understand that obedience to the Word of God is one powerful expression of our faith. And it's critical that we understand that a life of faith has to include a life of obedience. We were talking about Abraham a few moments ago. Abraham was told to pack up and move his family, and he did that. He packed up and moved his family and his belongings to the promised land. And so his obedience was blessed by God. He trusted God and obeyed God. You know, how sad it would have been if Abraham had said, well, God, I trust you, but I'm not moving. I'm not going to pack up and leave. Well, see, that would be disobedience, and that's a lack of faith. Faith has to be accompanied by actions as well.
So when Peter denies Jesus three times, there's a mirrored event later. You've talked about this several times on the show, how Jesus asks him, Peter, do you love me? Three times. And each time Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. But Jesus says, answers after Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. He says, feed my sheep. Mm-hmm. In Revelation, we've got everybody split on the left and right side. And he says, I think it's in two passages, actually. And he says, you never fed me. You never clothed me. You never gave me things when I was in need. I never knew you. And so right there we have, I think it would be so healthy if we started looking at people as being made in the image of God instead of just thinking about them as other people. If we just started thinking about everybody and the first thought that came to our mind was these people are made in the image of God. And if we started thinking whenever we're loving these people, we are loving Jesus himself. Hmm. And so everybody needs to be ministered to. Everybody needs to be loved. Everybody needs the gospel. Everybody needs to be checked in on and made sure that they have food. And so we want to encourage people to not just say, yes, I want everybody else to be saved and get to know Jesus, but to actively walk out and be the hands and feet of Jesus.
To love them.
To love them, share the gospel with them, be friends with them. How personal was Jesus with the disciples and everybody he ran into? And let's mirror that.
Amen. Amen. Once again, the number to call to order a free Truth for Youth Bible, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Or you can go online to order, tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. Our time is just about gone, though. But once again, I want to say thank you to so many people who've called in and ordered the Truth for Youth Bible. And for those that are still going to order, please do. And remember, we're encouraging, even if you happen to not be a teen between the ages of 13 and 18 or the parent, you can always order them. They're only $2 a piece, and we would encourage you to order them as an individual. Maybe you can approach leadership of your church about ordering a case of them, or even as an individual, you could order a case with the goal of giving them out. They're great ministry tools to do the work of evangelism and discipleship. So we're encouraging every listener to get involved. Once again, to go online to order, go to TFY, that's Truth for Youth, tfy.org to order online, or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a great day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that eternally important decision in asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We want to get into your possession some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your newfound relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do email us again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And once again, if you're still wanting to order one or more Truth for Youth Bibles, you can go online to order tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. Or you can call in to this number between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.